One of the bands that will be performing in this weekend's Live 8 concert in Philadelphia is the Black Eyed Peas. Four breakdancers and singers from here in Los Angeles, known for their high-energy party music and socially conscious lyrics. The Black Eyed Peas have a new CD, and they're on tour in North America. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports that they've learned to stop worrying about their pop star status.
When the Black Eyed Peas' new CD was in the works, Will Adams, who goes by Will.i.am, was listening to Bollywood records. He played them for Stacey Ferguson, or Fergie, and asked her to try and emulate the voices.
You know, these Bollywood women, they have these ranges and these voices that can go octaves that I can never even dream of imagining to hit.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of very nasal.
Also the mic as well, too.
Yeah.
In Indonesia, I've seen the mic they were using, and it sounded just like my Bollywood records. Like, wow, that's how they did it? And then I talked to the girl, and her voice was regular. I heard her singing live, and it was regular projection. But it's the mic that makes it sound like that.
What mic was it?
It's a cheap mic.
So with a little inspiration from Bollywood, some sampling of a Lisa Lisa song, Will.i.am came up with this tune for the Black Eyed Peas' first single off their new CD.
Girl, you know you got me, with your pistol shot me, and I'm here helplessly, in love and nothing can stop me.
Already this song is in heavy rotation on pop radio, but pop radio isn't necessarily where the Black Eyed Peas thought they'd end up. Original members Will.i.am and Alan Pineda, or Apple, best friends since childhood, started as breakdancers in Los Angeles. Their live shows developed a cult following. They signed to Ruthless Records in 1992, a label best known for gangsta rap. Eventually, they became the Black Eyed Peas, added a new member, Jamie Taboo Gomez, and moved to the Interscope label. They collaborated with such artists as A Tribe Called Quest, Mos Def, and Macy Gray. Let's go, and we're gonna keep it going like this though, 'cause the DJ grabbed a record by the fistful, by the crateful, and we grateful when you hear the shuffle records that are tasteful. Last night, DJ saved my life, 'cause a selection of the records he played, to the direction of the record we swayed, and all night through the session we stayed, 'cause you know you got the feeling. Their first two CDs didn't sell well, so the Black Eyed Peas made some changes. They moved to a more pop-friendly sound, added a blonde singer named Fergie, and released Ella Funk, a CD that sold more than 7 million copies, fueled by a song inspired by 9/11 called Where Is the Love? Hey, but if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate, and when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People
y'all.
Killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach, and won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Will.i.am says he's proud of the reception this song got.
We really got a message through. And when we say words of love, I'm not talking about words of sympathy. Love is a frequency. And it's missing in the world today, that frequency.
This kind of love talk isn't really the norm in the current hardcore hip-hop scene. And the Black Eyed Peas don't get a lot of airplay on urban radio. Then there's the addition of Fergie.
They did catch some flack for Fergie being in the group, mainly centered around Fergie, you know, being white.
Fahim Ratcliffe, editor-in-chief of the hip-hop magazine The Source, is talking about some online dissing of Fergie. Even Will.i.am says he was worried that adding her might cost them some longtime fans. Ratcliffe says it's a sensitive issue.
You know, the whole discourse involving black music and white artists is still an ongoing thing. It's been going on since Elvis. And Fergie's just, you know, it's a microcosm of that issue. Critics and some fans alike feel that, you know, why does it have to be a white artist to make somebody pay more attention to their music?
I was very hurt.
Sarah Fergie Ferguson.
I was going, okay, do these people know who I am? Do they know what I've been through? No, they don't. And I've had to prove myself show by show.
Fergie's come a long way, says the source's Fahim Ratcliffe. Meanwhile, the Black Eyed Peas are constantly working with other artists, like singer-songwriter Jack Johnson. He and will.i.am co-wrote a song about an artist named Johnny who loses his integrity and his fans as he becomes more famous.
Sooner or later, it's just gonna fall apart, cause his fans can't relate to his newfound art. He ain't doing what he did from the start, and that's putting in some feeling and thought. He decided to live his life shallow, cash in his love for material, and it's gone.
Gone, going, gone, everything gone, give a damn. Gone be the birds when they don't wanna sing. Gone people, awkward with their things gone.
Johnny's just a fictitious character of anybody who started off with substance and then gets caught up into the material world. You know, they got somebody taking care of this and somebody taking care of that, and they forget how to do anything. And their songs just become pointless. And that's a big fear of mine.
Whatever happens, for now, will.i.am is observing the trappings of fame up close. The Black Eyed Peas' new CD is number 4 on the Billboard charts. Tomorrow, they'll perform for free at Live 8 in Philadelphia. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
All that money that you got, gon' be gone. Yeah, that gear that you rock, gon' be gone.
Songs from Monkey Business are at NPR.org. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by DeVar Ardalan and Sarah Mobley Smith. Our senior producers include Barry Gordimer, Neva Grant, and Jim Wildman, with Jim Wallace here at NPR West. The Radio Expeditions production staff includes Carolyn Jensen, Jessica Goldstein, editor Christopher Joyce, and technical director William McQuay. Our executive producer is Ellen McDonnell. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne with Steve Inskeep.
Give a damn. Gone be the birds when they don't want